Bobby Fuller 4 wrapping up that set of music with the big hit, I Fought the Law. And rumor has it that the law won. I don't know. I'm just saying. Before Bobby Fuller, Jerry Reed, the Claw. Yeah, that's what he's known. That's what he was known to his friends as, the Claw, with his picking style. Doing his version of Blue Moon of Kentucky. Now, if my facts are correct, Blue Moon of Kentucky, Elvis did record that song, and it was like the first song of his that was played outside of Memphis. That started the exposure, the Elvis exposure, the Elvis explosion. When I played Jerry Reed's version instead. Nitty Gritty Dirt Band, yeah, they made that song huge, Mr. Bojangles, and their version is so good, I had to play that version. The writer of that song, Jerry Jeff Walker, he passed away about a year ago. And we paid tribute to him about a year ago, but I just wanted to throw that back out because we still do miss you, Jerry Jeff Walker. Merle Haggard started off the entire set. Take him fishing. That's all I'm asking. Just take him fishing. Pretty soon it will be ice fishing, but, you know, take him fishing. Hey, my name is Paul. I'm the Mockster. It's a show called Viva La Mock. Thank you so much for tuning in and hanging out. Taking some time out of your day, your evening, your morning, your night. To check out what the songs stuck in my head. And I'm just like, oh. Literally most of the songs tonight were just ones that all of a sudden I'm like, why am I humming that song? All right, I write it down. I better play that on my little radio program for you. If you have a suggestion or a song that's stuck in your head, email me, wrctrequest@gmail.com. That is wrctrequest. I say it that way because some people have asked, is there an S at the end? But no, it's just you're giving me a request at gmail.com. And I'll try to fit whatever song you're looking for in a future show the best way I can, the best way the Mockster can. I don't know why the Mockster is different than me, but I'll talk in third person. A band from the Atlanta, Georgia area back in the 1980s, and they were on DB Records. Put out an album filled with Simon and Garfunkel songs. So I wanted to kind of dip your musical ears, your listening ears, into something from the Coolies. I'm sitting in a railway station, got a ticket for my destination. On a tour of one night stands, my suitcase and guitar in hand. The name just starts so neatly planned for.
You are listening to WRCT 88.3 in Pittsburgh, and this is... Ipanema to the world.
And welcome to From Ipanema to the World. I am Flavio Chamis. Normally, the focus of our program is on Brazilian music. Tonight, we have something different, a program about a restaurant in Rio. This restaurant, called Zicartola, existed in Rio only between the years 1963 and 65, and was run by the great samba composer Cartola and his wife, Dona Zica, hence the name Zicartola. The place was located in downtown Rio and became, at the beginning of the military dictatorship in Brazil, a meeting point for sambistas, university students, intellectuals, and several other groups. This is all very interesting, and to tell us more, we have a guest. It is Brian McCann. He is a professor and works as the chair of the Department of History at Georgetown University. His research focuses on modern Brazilian and urban history, global cities, and popular music in Latin America, particularly in Brazil. He has published works on a wide range of topics in modern Brazilian and urban history. Some of his books investigate the history of the favelas and their relationship to the broader city of Rio. Yet a favorite of mine is a book he wrote on the history of Brazilian radio and popular music, which is called Hello, Hello Brazil, Popular Music in the Making of Modern Brazil. So welcome, Brian, and please tell us more about Z Cartola.
All right, thank you so much, Flavio. It is such a huge pleasure to be with you here today to have this opportunity to talk about Z Cartola, a really influential bar and restaurant in Rio de Janeiro in 1963 and 1964 through the beginning of 1965. Influential not as a bar and as a restaurant, but really as a cultural laboratory. So much great music came out of Z Cartola in this very brief period that really helped Brazilians reflect on what was going on at the time, which was a military coup in March of 1964 and the beginning of what turned out to be a long military dictatorship, and also deeply shaped the popular music that would come out of that period and has created a really interesting legacy, particularly in the genre of samba. So it's a wonderful opportunity to think about this really interesting and transitional moment in the history of Rio de Janeiro, in the history of Brazil, and in the history of its endlessly rich popular music. Z Cartola, the name is a combination of the names of its two founders and owners, Cartola, the samba composer and performer, and his wife, Dona Zica. And Cartola and Dona Zica were black and very poor. And by 1963, when they opened this restaurant, they were already of relatively advanced age. Cartola had spent decades at that point living in the favela of Mangueira, as had Dona Zica. They met there and married there. And Dona Zica was well known in the neighborhood for her homemade treats and had sold those at some points on the street. Cartola had already had some engagement with the music industry back in the 1930s as a composer of sambas that were mostly recorded by other popular singers, many of them white popular singers who had better entree into the music industry at that point. But he had never experienced professional success, and by the 1950s, he was really living in very poor circumstances and was washing cars in a garage in Copacabana when he was rediscovered by the music journalist Sergio Porto. And Sergio Porto brought Cartola back into the circle of professional performing musicians, but it really wasn't then until 1963 that he had this opportunity to do something with a higher profile. And I won't go into too much of the background details, but through connections with city government, Cartola and Dona Zica had this opportunity to open this restaurant on the Rua da Carioca in downtown Rio de Janeiro, which is really the heart of the city. They were just off the Largo da Carioca, a central plaza in downtown Rio, and one that had been at the heart of the city's commercial and cultural life for a century at that point. So they opened this bar and restaurant in August of 1963, and they had a lot of help, and I'll talk about some of those key musicians who would join Cartola there. But from the beginning, it was a place where Cartola and his friends could play their music, and Dona Zica would prepare the food, and that would be sold to everybody who came. And from the immediately became a big success and drew people from all over the city from many different walks of life. And that was also key to what made it so influential. So I'll talk about all of these things as we go along, but why don't we get started listening to a little bit of Cartola, because I think that'll give everyone a sense of the kind of music that was performed at Z Cartola and what I would characterize as the emotional weight of it. So we'll hear a composition by Cartola, performed here by Cartola, called Un Mundo è un Moinho. The world is a mill, kind of a grist mill that will grind you up. It will grind your petty dreams, as Cartola puts it in these heartbreaking lyrics. And this reminds us that the samba that Cartola played and composed was deeply informed by his own life history. It could be joyous, and it often had a kind of noble joy to it, but it could also directly address the kind of pain and struggle of this life. So here is Cartola, Un Mundo è un Moinho.
Ainda é cedo, amor, mal começaste a conhecer a vida. Já anuncias a hora de partida, sem saber mesmo como irás tomar. Presta atenção, querida, embora eu saiba que estás resolvida. Em cada esquina cai um pouco tua vida. Em pouco tempo não serás mais o que é. Ouça-me bem, amor, preste atenção, o mundo é um moinho. Vai triturar teus sonhos tão mesquinhos. Vai reduzir as ilusões a pó. Preste atenção, querida, de cada amor tu herdarás só o cinismo. Quando notares estás à beira do abismo, abismo que cavaste com os teus pés. Ainda é cedo, amor, mal começaste a conhecer a vida. Já anuncias a hora de partida, sem saber mesmo o rumo que irás tomar. Presta atenção, querida, embora eu saiba que estás resolvida. Em cada esquina cai um pouco a tua vida. Em pouco tempo não serás mais o que é. Ouça-me bem, amor, preste atenção, o mundo é um moinho. Vai triturar teus sonhos tão mesquinhos. Vai reduzir as ilusões a pó. Presta atenção, querida, de cada amor tu herdarás só o cinismo. Quando notares estás à beira do abismo, abismo que cavaste com os teus pés.
I think that if Zicartola, this bar and restaurant, had merely been a location for great samba, we might not be talking about it today. But the reason we're talking about it today is because this period of brief flourishing that it had coincided with a cataclysmic period in Brazilian political and cultural history. And Zicartola had a privileged spot at the heart of that conflict. There was a huge aspiration to transform Brazil coming from the political left in the early 1960s in the immediate wake of the Cuban Revolution, and then a tremendous fear about that on the part of the Brazilian right that wanted to retrench and protect the existing structure and avoid any profound transformation. And Zicartola was really at the heart of that, a deep conflict between the Brazilian left and the Brazilian right of conflicting visions for the future of Brazil. The military staged a military coup, March 31st of 1964, that would initiate this period of long dictatorship, one that got increasingly harsh and repressive throughout the remainder of the 1960s. And Zicartola became a center of resistance to that dictatorship immediately, really from the very first day in a very striking way. What happened is the students' union at that point was powerful and influential in a way that is hard to remember almost, given that it doesn't play that kind of role in Brazil today or really almost in any nations. But the university students' union at the time was a significant political force, and they had a popular cultural wing that was very influential in the field of youth popular culture. And when the military staged that coup, March 31st, 1964, that kind of provoked a right-wing attack on the University Students' Union building in the neighborhood of Flamengo, in the south zone of Rio de Janeiro. And a number of those students immediately picked up and left and went to Zicartola, this bar restaurant in the center of the city, and they quickly shifted their popular cultural operations from that old student union building, which was now taken over, to Zicartola. So Zicartola really became the ersatz headquarters for this popular cultural wing of the university students' union in a way that very deeply enriched their work, because it brought them into contact with this older tradition of samba and with musicians like Cartola and his friends in a way that really led them to think much more deeply about the history of inequality, the history of racism in Brazil, and to understand this deep tradition of samba as a source of strength for popular Brazil. And as I say this, I'm drawing on the work of a number of people who have written about this. Mauricio Barros de Castro has written a wonderful book about Zicartola that brings much of this to the fore. Elise Dietrich, a scholar from Tulane University, has written a wonderful dissertation about this. And Victoria Broadus, who is a graduate student at Georgetown University and actually my doctoral student, has written wonderfully about Zicartola as well. And so I'm drawing on all of their work as I discuss this. And all of them discuss the way that Zicartola created this laboratory for bridging divides in Rio de Janeiro, that divide between rich and poor, between white and black, between an older generation and a younger generation. And its location in the heart of the city helped that. And in a kind of perverse way, the military coup also fostered that, because it created this spirit of resistance, this sense that the future of Brazil was at stake and that Zicartola was really on the front lines of that struggle. So this brought an older generation of samba musicians into this hotbed of political activity, or it turned their club into a hotbed of political activity. And some of the other key musicians in this regard were peers of Cartola like Zé Ketchy Heitor dos Prazeres, both of them of Cartola's generation, so older sambistas at that point who had been on the samba scene since the 1920s, and then a younger generation of composers like Elton Medeiros, and we'll talk about some of the other key emerging talents in a moment. But a little bit more about Zé Ketchy and Heitor dos Prazeres. Both of these figures are absolutely foundational in the history of samba, like Cartola himself. Zé Ketchy, from the quasi-rural suburbs of Rio de Janeiro, and I want to emphasize that at the moment also, that Rio was in the midst of this transformation, an urbanization process as well. And there are neighborhoods that are now very heavily urbanized, like Madureira, that at the time were really quite rural. And so Zé Ketchy was connected to that neighborhood and was bringing that tradition of a kind of rural tradition of samba to the city. And Heitor dos Prazeres, a composer and also a visual artist who had been active in this same samba scene since the 1920s. Zé Ketchy had already become well known in samba circles through the films of Nelson Pereira dos Santos. He performed in a couple of those films in the 1950s. And so that helped give him a kind of stature and authority that he was able to use to help make Zé Cartola really successful. So let's listen to a little bit of Zé Ketchy, his wonderful composition, Diz que fui por aí. If anyone asks for me, tell them that I've gone along that way.
Se alguém perguntar por mim, diz que fui por aí, levando o violão embaixo do braço. Em qualquer esquina eu paro, qualquer botequim eu entro, se houver motivo, é mais um samba que eu faço. Se quiserem saber, se volto, diga que sim, mas só depois que a saudade se afastar de mim. Mas só depois que a saudade se afastar de mim. Tenho um violão para me acompanhar, tenho muitos amigos, eu sou popular, tenho a madrugada como companheira. A saudade me dói, em meu peito me rói, eu estou na cidade, eu estou na favela, eu estou por aí, sempre pensando nela. Se quiserem saber, se volto, diga que sim, mas só depois que a saudade se afastar de mim. Mas só depois que a saudade se afastar de mim. Tenho um violão para me acompanhar, tenho muitos amigos, eu sou popular, tenho a madrugada como companheira. A saudade me dói, em meu peito me rói. Eu estou na cidade, eu estou na favela, eu estou por aí, sempre pensando nela.
So we've already talked about Cartola and Zé Ketchy and Heitor dos Prazeres. I wanted to mention a couple of other sambistas associated with Zé Cartola. One of them in particular stands out, Clementina de Jesus, equally important with Cartola, Zé Ketchy, and Heitor dos Prazeres. Clementina de Jesus, a black woman born in 1901. And one thing I really want to emphasize here is that Brazil is the last nation in the Americas to abolish slavery in 1888. And so if you think about Clementina de Jesus, born in 1901, that's within the immediate memory of enslavement. And Clementina was born in an area that was one of the cores of the exploitation of violent slavery in Brazil, in the Paraíba Valley, the coffee-growing region of the outskirts of the port of Rio de Janeiro. So Clementina comes from that background. The history of enslavement is very present within her family. Her experience growing up in that area is one deeply marked by this legacy of enslavement. And like so many people from that area, so many descendants of enslaved people, she made her way to the growing city of Rio de Janeiro in the early decades of the 20th century. And she was always known by friends and neighbors as someone who had an incredible talent for singing, an incredible expressive talent, not just vocal skill, but someone who really seemed to carry that emotional weight of the music and convey that to everyone around her. But she had never had any recording career or professional performing career before the early 1960s. And what this shows us is that in the early 1960s, there is an increasing interest in identifying these older talents and bringing them before a broader audience and celebrating that, but also leaning on that, relying on that as a kind of touchstone for Brazilian culture. And so Clementina Jesus became one of the featured performers at Zicartola and was broadly recognized in those circles as really conveying a kind of noble hereditary wisdom of the Black people of Brazil who had suffered this history of enslavement and exploitation, but who were carrying forth this powerful example of rising above, of resisting in part through these deeply rooted popular music traditions. Clementina at Zicartola would meet a younger generation of musicians. I'll talk more about one of those in just a little bit, Paulinho da Viola, but let's make a segue here by hearing Clementina sing a composition by Paulinho da Viola. This one is called Na Linha do Mar, On the Line of the Sea.
Da manhã, céu azulou na linha do mar. Vou-me embora desse mundo de ilusão. Quem me vê sofrer, não há de me ver chorar. Vou-me embora desse mundo de ilusão. Quem me vê sofrer, não há de me ver chorar. Flechas sorrateiras, cheias de veneno, querem atingir o meu coração. Mas o meu amor, sempre tão sereno, serve de escudo pra qualquer ingratidão. Galo cantou, às quatro da manhã, céu azulou. Sorrateiras, cheias de veneno, querem atingir o meu coração. Mas o meu amor, sempre tão sereno, serve de escudo pra qualquer ingratidão. Galo cantou, às quatro da manhã, céu azulou. Mar.
So that recording of Na Linha do Mar comes from a little bit later, and this was typical of what happened with the artist featured at Zicartola. This was, in many ways, a rediscovery, or in Clementina's case, a discovery of her talent by a broader public that would then lead to subsequent recording opportunities. So Cartola, Zecchetti, Clementina de Jesus, they all had more recording opportunities in the 1970s, when they were in their 70s, than they did in an earlier period. And that composition, Na Linha do Mar, was one of the first ones by a very young sambista at the time, Paulinho da Viola. Paulinho, who then went on to become one of the most influential and marvelous samba composers and performers of the last 50 years, longer than that at this point. Paulinho da Viola, his father, is also a fantastic choro and samba guitarist and someone who was very much on the scene in the world of Brazilian choro and samba in the 1940s, 50s, and beyond then up to his death. So Paulinho da Viola grew up playing guitar, grew up steeped in this tradition, but was on his way to becoming a banker, and in fact went to college, got a degree, and was working for a bank, but would also go to these musical gatherings and became known as a very skilled guitar player. Really was more in the choro tradition than in samba as a samba performer at first, but he met up with another young entrepreneur, scholar, composer, someone who is just a kind of instigator in the world of Brazilian popular music, Hermínio Belo de Carvalho. And Hermínio recognized Paulinho's talent and really encouraged him to leave the bank and to dedicate his life to music. And with that encouragement and then some favorable audience reactions at Zicartola, and then some connections to this older generation of musicians, Paulinho decided to leave the bank and to become a full-time professional musician. So the composition we heard, Na Linha do Mar, is one of his first, on the line of the sea, really on the line of the horizon, and it's very typical of what became Paulinho da Viola's signature style of uniting very apparently deceptively simple, you might say, clear elemental references to the natural world, but then connecting them to his own subtle philosophical reflections in a way that you might think that this is a samba that had been written decades earlier, until it gets into a little bit more of a kind of subtle philosophical reflection about Paulinho da Viola's take on life, and it's performed wonderfully in that example by Clementina de Jesus. Let's hear another one by Paulinho da Viola. This one is reflecting on his own life and that decision to leave the bank and to become a sambista. This one is called 14 Anos. It's about Paulinho looking back on his experience as a child and remembering when he was 14 years old and he decided that he wanted to play guitar, and his father wanted him to become a doctor or a lawyer, and he decided that he had to play samba. And so this is really predating that actual transition for Paulinho da Viola in a poetic way.
Tinha eu 14 anos de idade quando meu pai me chamou. Perguntou-me se eu queria estudar filosofia, medicina ou engenharia. Tinha eu que ser doutor, mas a minha aspiração era ter um violão para me tornar sambista. Ele então me aconselhou: sambista não tem valor nesta terra de doutor, de ser doutor. O meu pai tinha razão, vejo um samba ser vendido e o sambista esquecido, o seu verdadeiro autor. Eu estou necessitado, mas meu samba encabulado eu não vendo, não, senhor. Tinha eu 14 anos de idade quando meu pai me chamou, quando meu pai me chamou, perguntou-me se eu queria estudar filosofia, medicina ou engenharia. Tinha eu que ser doutor, mas a minha aspiração era ter um violão para me tornar sambista. Ele então me aconselhou: sambista não tem valor nesta terra de doutor, de seu doutor. O meu pai tinha razão, 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 seu doutor.
This was Paulinho da Viola with the song 14 anos. In case you're just joining us, tonight we're having a program about Z Cartola, a restaurant in Rio owned by the sambista Cartola and his wife, Dona Zica, and explaining to us what happened in the 20 months that the restaurant functioned is the history professor and Brazilianist from Georgetown University, Brian McCann.
Z Cartola, as a commercial establishment, only had this existence for 20 months. So how did it achieve this broader influence? In an immediate sense, it was because Z Cartola generated a couple of very popular musical theater productions. And the first of those is called Opinião, and in fact then gave name to the company, Teatro Opinião, Opinion Theater. And the name of this theater comes from a Zecchetti composition, Opinião, which is about Zecchetti claiming his rootedness in the favela and that he will not be uprooted from the favela, that he is going to stay in the favela. And this song then inspired a musical theater production that came directly out of Z Cartola and was staged beginning in December of 1964, that was very clearly in opposition to this hardening military dictatorship and became an early manifestation of cultural protest against the dictatorship. Augusto Boal, the theatrical producer, staged the play with Zecchetti himself performing in the play and basically playing a version of himself, a samba composer from the favela. Nara León, a young woman from the wealthy south zone of Rio de Janeiro, from a very influential family, also playing essentially a version of herself as a young woman from the wealthier parts of Rio. And João do Vale, another singer from northeastern Brazil, playing a northeastern immigrant. So the three of them essentially playing versions of themselves in a play that was about social class and conflict and overcoming that conflict in Rio in a way that had clear implications for an idea of confronting the dictatorship. And Nara León at that point had already had a successful bossa nova career, but this was part of her shift away from bossa nova towards a music of social consciousness and social protest that often meant performing samba. So in this case, we'll hear Nara León singing Zecchetti's composition, Opinião, and this became a kind of manifesto of the whole Z Cartola crowd. Thank you.
que eu não mudo de opinião. Ponho na sopa e deixa andar, deixa andar. Fale de mim quem quiser falar. Aqui eu não pago aluguel. Se eu morrer amanhã, seu doutor, estou pertinho do céu. Podem me prender, podem me bater, podem até deixar-me sem comer, que eu não mudo de opinião. Daqui do morro eu não saio, não. Daqui do morro eu não saio.
The other major musical theatrical spectacle to come out of Zicartola was a production called Rose de Ouro, Golden Rose, which was staged in 1965, starring Clementina de Jesus, but including all of these Zicartola musicians as her backing band. And that production really kind of reproduced the roots samba atmosphere, what's known as the tejero, the kind of center of the old favela, and that became the center of the favela-based samba schools. So Rosa de Ouro, also hugely influential as a musical theatrical production and as a form of resistance against that dictatorship. Zicartola then also influenced the cinema of Brazil, and particularly this style known as cinema novo, new cinema. And many of those Cinema Novo directors also spent time at Zicartola, including the director Leon Hirschman, who then made a great documentary about one last samba composer that I will mention in this program, Nelson Cavaquinho, also of that older generation, a wonderful composer, very similar in his style to Cartola. Both of them favored these kind of melancholy reflections on life. And let's close the program with perhaps Nelson Cavaquinho's most famous composition, Folhas Secas, Dry Leaves. It's another one that talks about the kind of difficult dignity of life in the favela, and also in a larger sense, that difficult dignity of that popular struggle more generally. Nelson Cavaquinho, Folhas Secas.
Saudade ao lado do meu violão, da minha mocidade. vou me acabando. E assim vou me acabando.
All of these compositions went on to become standards of Brazilian popular music. So the compositions of Cartola have been re-recorded many times by Brazilian popular musicians of many different genres. And the same would be true for Nelson Cavaquinho. So Folhas Secas, for example, there's a wonderful version by Elis Regina of Folhas Secas. And all of this is typical of the way the music of Zé Cartola, although the bar and restaurant was only around for 20 months, it had this huge importance in shaping a cultural resistance to the dictatorship and then also informing this ongoing tradition of Brazilian popular music.
This was Elis Regina in Nelson Cavaquinho's composition, Folhas Secas. I would like to thank Brian McCann for his expertise and all the information he brought to us in this program about Zé Cartola. Brian is a Brazilianist professor of history at Georgetown University. We hope to have him back in this program talking about other musical and non-musical subjects. For now, let us finish this program with a few tracks by Cartola himself. I am Flavio Chamis. Thank you so much for listening to From Ipanema to the World. Hope to see you again next Friday at 7 p.m. on WRCT. Final curiosity about the next track. It starts with a solo of the bassoon, a very unusual instrument in Brazilian popular music. Have a wonderful weekend and stay with the sounds of Cartola.
Vou por aí a procurar, sorrir pra não chorar. Deixe-me, preciso andar. Vou por aí a procurar, sorrir pra não chorar. Quero assistir ao sol nascer, ver as águas dos rios correr. Ouvir os pássaros cantar. Eu quero nascer, quero viver. Deixe-me, preciso andar. Vou por aí a procurar, sorrir pra não chorar. Se alguém por mim perguntar, diga que eu só vou voltar depois que me encontrar. Quero assistir ao sol nascer, ver as águas dos rios correr, ouvir os pássaros cantar. Eu quero nascer, quero viver. Deixe-me, preciso andar. Vou por aí a procurar, sorrir pra não chorar.
Deixe-me, preciso andar. Vou por aí a procurar, sorrir pra não chorar.
Deixe-me, preciso andar. Vou por aí a procurar, sorrir pra não chorar.
Lá no morro, que beleza. Ninguém chora, não há tristeza. Ninguém sente de sabor. O sol colorido é tão lindo, é tão lindo. E a natureza sorrindo, tingindo, tingindo a alvorada.
Alvorada lá no morro, que beleza. Ninguém chora, não há tristeza. Ninguém sente de sabor.
Você também me lembra a alvorada quando chega iluminando. Meus caminhos estão sem vida e o que me resta é bem pouco, quase nada de que ir assim, vagando numa estrada perdida. Alvorada,
alvorada lá no morro, que beleza. Ninguém chora, não há tristeza. Ninguém sente de sabor. O sol colorido é tão lindo, é tão lindo. E a natureza sorrindo, tingindo, tingindo.
ninguém chora, não há tristeza, ninguém sente desabor. O sol colorindo é tão lindo, é tão lindo. E a natureza sorrindo, tingindo, tingindo.
Você também me lembra a alvorada, quando chega iluminando meus caminhos tão sem vida. E o que me resta é bem pouco, quase nada de que ir assim, bacana, numa estrada perdida, alvorada.
Alvorada lá no morro, que beleza, ninguém chora, não há tristeza.
Bate outra vez, com esperanças o meu coração, pois já vai terminando o verão. Enfim, volto ao jardim, com a certeza que devo chorar, pois bem sei que não queres voltar. Parabéns. Deixo-me as rosas, e bobagem as rosas não falam. Simplesmente as rosas exalam o perfume que roubou de ti. Ah, devias vir para ver os meus olhos tristos. E quem sabe sonhavas meus sonhos. Por fim, bate outra vez, com esperanças o meu coração, pois já vai terminando o verão. Enfim, volto ao jardim, com a certeza que devo chorar, pois pensei que não queres voltar para mim. Queixo-me as rosas, que bobagem as rosas não falam. Simplesmente as rosas se exalam o perfume que roubou de ti.
Hello everybody, welcome to another Tembo Sound, the culture show. I'm your host, Dr. Kenya Oscar Ridoli, broadcasting live from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Let us know where you're listening from, 412-499-5000, and we shall try and big up your ends. We just want to say, it's another show, another chance for us to keep educating, keep schooling, keep showcasing this wonderful music. Today's set, Afro House Culture, let's get to it, yeah? Coming to you live on WRCT 88.3 FM, also on Asha Radio Prime in Canada, and my walking radio station. Keep it locked. Tembo Sounds, the culture. Thank you.
from 400 meters tanga sereg sfatche net mama zalang ka moragela skep naga blend ithada aga fatle giske kilega che tagerege goche kilega che tagerege goche lipj hege zo a full set when no wala ya get peer pressure when no wala ya get peer pressure but fill up the table I count the empties but fill up the table I count the empties I'm 400 meter, gas reg is fatten. Look, mama zala, I'm a regular skip. Nag blend it hard, I get fat like a skip. Kile got jet, I get reggae got jet. Then I get drag, I'm a cat. Six pan is a track. Map kala church, I'm a parapambi. Ganga, nere shigi salibi. Kotze gaboro, tono ginya ka tramezi. Maza yadi bullet, I took cover magazine. Chichi te ma pillow, I'm a paya gadi bean. President, ya strata Maradona, Jay-Z. Cause fele, get stick up, stick up, stick up, stick up, stick up, stick up, perfect. Cause feel like stick up, stick up, stick up, stick up, stick up, stick up perfectly. Chichi te ma pelo ama paya gadi bean. President ya strata Maradona Jay-Z. Cause feel like stick up, stick up, stick up, stick up, stick up, stick up perfectly. Look mama zala nga mora gala skep. Naga blend it hada aga fat like a skate. Kile ga jet aga reggae go jet. Kile ga jet aga reggae go jet. Li PJ hege zo a full set. When no will I get peer pressure, 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 but fill up the table, I count the empties, but fill up the table, I count the empties, but the gaboro to no ginya got tremesi, but I yet bullet to cover magazine, she's in my pillow, I'm a fire that he needs, president just start a Maradona Jay-Z.